We're surrounded by technology, but we don't really know how it works, right? We think because we're at the very breaking edge of all technology that somehow we're geniuses. If we ever fell back in time, fell through a wormhole and landed in Renaissance Italy, and we landed in front of a council of the finest minds of the time, Leonardo da Vinci, Botticelli, Michelangelo, and we think we'd be gods. They would look to us and go, my God, and we'd jumpstart science. We'd be a wonder of the age. We'd tell them things they would never have heard of. It'd be incredible. No, we're three questions away from looking like fucking idiots. Question one, what do you have in the future? Traveller in time? And you go, we have an amazing thing called a computer. A computer sits in the room and we have these in all houses in the world and it sends information all over the world and it draws information in. My God, they say, sketching furiously, that is amazing. And how does it keep going? Well, it's connected to the wall by a cable. And what happens there? I don't really know. They've tried to explain it to me any number of times. I've never really got it, to be honest. Basically, there's a thing that lives in the wall and it makes the pictures change. That's the gist of it, anyway. They are walking away at this stage and you are clutching, you go, wait. Oh no, we have a thing called a fridge in the future. Ah, a fridge is an amazing machine because it keeps cold on the inside and we can put food into it and it doesn't rot and that means we are healthier for longer and we're... they're like, that's amazing. And how does it work? It hums, and the humming is in some way related to the code. What keeps it humming? That's connected to the walls. Is this the same thing that made the pictures change? Could be. Could you imagine explaining a toaster to Michelangelo? You take a piece of bread, you put it into the machine, you press down, and you wait. And what happens? Does it double the bread, quadruple the bread? Does it change the bread into other foodstuff, just ending hunger? Does this machine stop famine? No, it just makes toast. But we can make toast. We hold bread up next to a flame on a fork. Ah, but this does two sides. Years of science and advancement. And you can make two-sided toast. I like two-sided toast. And what keeps the machine hot? Can I apologize to every woman in this room for the ridiculous nonsense that you've had foisted upon you in the name of what we find horny? Right? Stuff, some of which you must only do because you think we like it on some ironic level, like all this boo-boo-bidoo shit, right? So, can occasionally talk you into because you think, this is a joke, isn't it? And you're going, yeah, just keep fucking doing it, right? No, but you're enjoying it on an ironic level. Yeah, whatever, just sing Santa Baby one more time. I mean, lingerie as an industry is just that ridiculous clothing, right? Anytime you're with a woman and she walks out in lingerie and goes, is this what you like, is it? Is this what you like? You never feel more like an ape in a simian research laboratory as a kindly scientist from a superior species tries to fathom how your lower brain works. Is this what you like, is it? Show me on the flashcards if this is what you like. Banana. Tyron rope, banana, Tyron rope. I mean, stockings, for fuck's sakes. An item of clothing both useless and incredibly specific. This is where the sexy is. This is where the sexy lives. This exact height here is where the sexy lives. Don't be going lower than that. Hang on, no, you've gone below the knee. Fuck off, pop socks. No. Somewhere between this and this, it goes up, yes. You know, the worst thing you could possibly wear. Oh, yeah, no, yummy. Yuck. Please, stop it. Why don't you just put on a pair of slippers and a house coat and we'll call the whole thing off. How ludicrously specific is this? This is where the sexy lives. No. Back over the knee. Oh, lovely. Oh, Japanese schoolgirl. Loving it. Lovely. Oh, French maid. Saucy. No. You've gone too far there now. I said lift it up. Is that not what you want me to do? I'm lifting it up. No, back down again. This is where the sexy lives. This exact specific location is where the sex is. What? What is it in men communally at some primal level that makes us go, do you know what I like? I like a woman who looks like she's been partially dipped in ink. Here's my story. Two people. I saved two people's lives at the same time. Genuinely true story, right? Don't be impressed. That's fair enough, right? Two people in Piccadilly Circus tube station in London last summer. This is a complete true story. I'm on the escalator, the down escalator. I'm on my way down to the bottom. A woman at the bottom does a thing which no one has done in about 120 years, where she fails to successfully navigate that awkward transition between escalator and planet Earth. You know that little steppy, that little kind of, that little raise, she catches herself on that, click, and goes down, right? She hurts herself, bangs her knee. The bloke behind her doesn't have time to react. He clatters across her, injuring her more. The woman behind him has just enough time to step to one side and land beside her and go, oh my God, are you okay? And she goes, no, I've hurt my knee quite badly, actually. And then the two of them turn, look up and go, no! Because now I am being fired towards them at an incredible speed. Oh, they're fucked, they're gone, they're dead. There's no getting out of this situation. They're in an awful state. I'm going to be like a bowling ball and they are skittles. I'm going to send them fragments of them all over the tube station. There's going to be blood and guts. No amount of baby blood is going to save these two women when I cut through them with my bulk. The two of them are looking up at me going, ah! Try to imagine the boulder at the start of Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's what I must have looked like to them as I'm looming over them, blocking out light, my shadow falling onto their faces. Ah, and they're going, ah, you're going to die, which didn't help the mood in any way whatsoever at that stage. You're going to die, ah. And then I did a thing. I did an incredible thing, a thing that you know the time you saw the child in the pool and you had to save him. You know the time that your friend twisted her ankle that time when you're out cycling and you decided bravely to piggyback her all the way to the hospital, right? Anyway, I did a thing, an incredible thing, a once in a life. To save these women's lives, I did an amazing thing. I'm not saying you couldn't have done it. I'm not saying you wouldn't have the quickness of thought or that you wouldn't have the physical dexterity to do the thing that I did in that moment to save these women's lives. I did an incredible thing. I turned around and started to walk back up the escalator. Saving these women's lives. And startling the bloke who's now coming towards me in the same speed. Goes, what the fuck are you doing? And I went, no! And he went, oh, what are you doing? And I said, there's a woman injured. So he turned around, and now the two of us are walking side by side, just striding along, and we had to tell everyone on the... Oh, no, turn around, yeah, if you could turn around. Oh, for fuck's sake. Everyone on the escalator had to turn around. They're all just hovering in space. The entire escalator up to the top is just floating, going, for how long? How long have we been fucking doing this, right? I can only dream of how it looked to the other escalator. The genuine up escalator, which is rammed with commuters, just going past, going, what? This is the one. This is the one, lads. What the fuck are you doing over there? This is the one that goes all the way up. Are you lot salmon or something? What are you? And we're there going, saving lives, people, saving lives. This is what saving lives looks like. What has changed? What has changed in the 3 years since the last tour to this tour? One thing has changed across the UK and Ireland in the last 3 years. Where did all the pulled pork come from? Exactly. And more importantly, how did we survive until now without it? Every meal in every restaurant. Do you want a bit of pulled pork with that? I have a bit of pulled pork. We slide a bit of pulled pork into there. Like, whatever. It is a cheesecake. It has no use for pulled pork. You are patisserie Valerie. You do not need to get on the pulled pork train. Where there were a lot of pigs in 2014, just around the offices of the pig marketing board, they go, Jesus, fucking pigs everywhere. Jesus, I can't get away from the pigs. Just if I open a drawer, there's a bloody pig inside it. If I could tear them apart with my bare hands. Oh, hello. Right, there's an idea. One of the things, what I love about Twitter, for example, is just that instantaneous community. We all see an event occurring and we all react to it and we have our water cooler moment there and then, right? I think it's fantastic. It's good if you're all watching the same kind of television show. It's particularly, like, it's very good for political events or big... I mean, last summer, during the London riots, it was very evident as well. Did you watch the London riots? But seven of you did. The rest of you waiting for the box set to come out. Oh, yeah, it's... There was a big enough deal now, the London riots. Now, and obviously the reaction to it wasn't, this was fast, but it wasn't necessarily profound. Everyone's reaction was that standard hackneyed reaction to the riots, which was, I wouldn't have done that. A look at those children. Those 16-year-olds are feral. I wouldn't have done that when I was 16. I wouldn't have done it when I was 16. I wouldn't have been phoning around organising riots at 16, because when I was 16, we had one phone in the house and it was in the sitting room with the television and the couch. And there's literally no way you can organise a riot unless, yeah, we're having a riot. It's going to be amazing. I'm on the phone. Leave me be. I'm on the phone. Yeah, we're going to smash the system. We're going to destroy capitalism. It's going to be amazing. Yeah. Please, I'm allowed to make calls as well. It's a private call, right? Yeah, I'll see you in town in half an hour. Yeah, see you in town in half an hour. Yeah, very good. I need a lift into town. Besides which, I was 16 in 1988. In 1988, nobody is looting a television. Fucking heavy is this thing? God almighty, my arms are killing me. Hello, officer.